Good morning. Let's turn our Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 19 through 21. Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 19 through 21 says this: Nevertheless, the firm foundation of God stands, having this seal: The Lord knows those who are His, and let everyone who names the name of the Lord abstain from wickedness. Now in a large house there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also vessels of wood and of earthenware, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Therefore, if a man cleanses himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work. Amen. Let's pray. God, we thank you. We thank you for this time, and we just ask you, Holy Spirit, to come and fill this place, God, with your love and with your strength and with your joy, and help us to really hear from you. And just to connect with you this morning, we thank you for bringing us, God, to church this morning. And we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So, in the mornings this week, I've been going through some of the secrets of the secret place based on the book by Bob Sorge, talking about cultivating our secret place, our secret life with God. And today, the chapter or the main focus is on repentance, right? The chapter is called The Secret of Rapid Repentance. And just coming before Him honestly with the things that He's convicting our hearts of, and instead of trying to make excuses for it, or instead of trying to twist it so that we don't have to come face to face with the wickedness that's in our heart, and just repenting, just coming before Him and confessing and saying, yeah, this is something that I'm struggling with, or this is something, an issue that I have that I'm dealing with, but just coming to Him and saying, I'm sorry, and help me, and confessing it honestly. So if you, the verse that we read today says, in a large house there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also vessels of wood, and of earthenware, and some to honor, and some to dishonor. And so if a man cleanses himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work. Obviously, in a house, there are household items that are used for honorable things, and there are also things that are not used for honorable things, like like the toilet cleanser, you know, or the thing that you wash your kitchen, you know, stuff with. Then there are things that's used for honorable things and dishonorable things. And if you, we all probably know, when guests come to our place, we tend to bring out the finest china that we have, right? Most homes, if there is a, I mean, I don't, because I don't have any guests over and I never eat at home anyway. But most people would have a set that's only reserved for the best of the guests. You know, they would bring that out if they have their best guests over, and they use the fine china for their, to serve the guests. Whereas if you were just eating by yourself or just with your family members, you would bring out the IKEA stuff, you know, the IKEA plates and the bowls. Or if you are cheaper, then you would bring out the Japan Home stuff, you know, the plates and the bowls. And we all know the difference between fine china and Japan Home. And the thing is, functionally, those things work the same way, right? They look the same, and they do the same things, and they serve the same purposes, but some, an honorable use, and some, dishonorable use. And the difference is the little things. You know, it's not how it looks, because most bowls, whether it's an expensive bowl or a cheap bowl, they all look the same and they serve the same function. But the difference is the little things, maybe the details on the bowl or on the plate or the material that it is made of. And you can't tell from the first impression. You know, it all looks the same. But if you know what it is made of, then you know the value of this thing. And so what the book talks about and what I'm trying to get at is it's not the big things that we're talking about when it comes to rapid repentance. We all know things like sexual sin or lying, blatant lying, and not tithing, or just obvious sins that come into our mind. We're not talking about repenting from these things. I'll read you a quote from the book that is very appropriate. He says, "No, I am not talking about obvious sins. In this chapter, I am talking about repenting from our iniquities. Iniquities are the hidden faults that we don't see, the wicked residue of our fallen nature that discolors the fabric of our thoughts, motives, feelings, responses, and desires. Iniquities are wrapped up in much more subtle areas of sinfulness, such as pride, rebellion, unbelief, envy, selfishness, ambition, and covetousness." Right, so what I think distinguishes us from other Christians is the subtle areas of our lives. Because we all know that we need to tithe. We all know that we need to abstain from sexual sin. We all know that we need to abstain from the obvious things that causes us to sin. But it's these subtle things, it's the little things that maybe people will not be able to notice right away. But it's these little things that God sees. Because God sees our heart, right? And He sees the heart motives of the things that we do. And it's these little subtle things we need to constantly be checking our hearts. You know, if you read Psalm 139, at the end of that chapter, David says, search me and know me, you know. See if there's any harmful or hurtful way in me, right? David says to God, Lord, you need to search me and you need to know me. Because he knows that unless he is in a constant state of just reminding himself and searching himself with God, there's going to be things in his heart that's going to be harmful, that's going to be hurtful, that's going to be harmful in his relationship with God. And so that's what this chapter is talking about, a constant just checking of the heart with the Lord and saying, God, you know, because when we enter into the secret place, we hear from the Lord, right? And we talked about radical obedience yesterday. And today is rapid repentance. You check with God and say, God, is there any hurtful way in me? Is there any of these subtle things that's not easily noticeable? But Holy Spirit, are you convicting me of anything that I need to be repenting of? Is there envy? Is there pride and insecurities and these things that need to be dealt with and taken care of? And the metaphor that the Bible uses to talk about God purifying us is fire, right? We're going to sing this song, Refiner's Fire. I've asked Chelsea to sing that song today. And in that song it says, you know, Refiner's Fire, my heart's one desire is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. And it talks about, it's kind of inviting the fire of God to come, basically to purify us. But you know what happens all the time? We would sing that song, and we all love it, and we all mean it. We say, God, make us holy that we may live for you. And then fire actually comes. And then we get so, like, annoyed with God, and we say, God, Why am I going through such a difficult time? You know, because fire, it's two things, right? There's the fire of circumstance, the difficult times that happen. Because when we're going through a difficult time of our life, all these things start to surface. You know, when you're purifying silver or gold, I don't really know, but I've heard enough sermons on this just to explain. They heat up the silver, right? They heat up the fire, or the gold. And what happens is, as they heat it up, the impurities come up to the surface, and they're able to remove it so that they can make the gold or silver a purified gold and silver. So as the fire of our circumstances get hotter, the impurities of our heart, the subtle things start to surface up. And then as the Holy Spirit convicts, we're able to say, God, oh, I didn't see that before, but now I see it. Lord, would you deal with that? And would you help me to just overcome it, and I repent of it. And so you know, if you don't want that, don't sing the song. But if you want the Holy Spirit to convict you and lead you and make you more and more holy, so that we can be a vessel of honor for God, useful for the Master to do whatever He wants us to do, then we sing it, and then recognize it when difficult times come, that it is a way for us, for God to purify us and to refine us. And also it's the fire of His Word. You know, as we read His Word, it will convict us of things as the Holy Spirit moves. So, and you know, the best way to get rid of feeling guilty, the best way to get rid of feeling bad is to just repent. You know, we can sit here and think of all these different reasons and try to come up with excuses to say, no, that's not what I meant to do, or blah, blah, blah. But the best way is to just come clean before God and say, God, I'm sorry. You know, you're right. You know, I am prideful. I am envious of this. And I do have bitterness about this and resentment. And we know from His Word, right, we learn it in growing in Christ, that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So today's secret is the secret of rapid repentance. And let's just close our eyes and meditate upon that. And I'm going to ask Chelsea to come up. this morning, as we come before the Lord, let's just ask Him to show us, convict our hearts, even as we just sang that song, of anything that we need to be repenting of. And also one thing I wanted to say, you know, when we think of fine china versus Japan home, we think value. But I don't think God looks at it that way. You know, he's not saying someone that is purified before me is more valuable to me. But it's just a metaphor, an illustration that Paul uses to explain, you know, how, that we can be used by God in a more significant way, or in a more pleasing way before Him, you know, if we're purified as silver. So let's not confuse that with value, because that's not what God's talking about. But as we have a desire just to serve Him and to live for Him, you know, unless we are purified and holy before Him, we're not going to be able to join Him, you know, in what He wants to do through us. So let's just go before the Lord this morning and ask Him to show us, is there anything that we need to repent of? And let's just ask Him to purify us with the refiner's fire. Let's pray for the house church that's meeting today. It's Kane or Jimmy and Boyoung's house church. Let's pray that God's Holy Spirit really manifests in that place, and that people will really feel the love of God, and ministry will overflow in that place. Let's just cover this house church today. Let's pray for all the meetings that's coming up this weekend. We have EG tonight. Let's really pray for God to come and help the students. And tomorrow is we have youth group at 5:30. And then on Sunday, that's actually our 7th year anniversary service on Sunday. And Pastor Kim from the Korean side is coming to share His word with us. And then the Indonesian ministry is bringing some of the sisters to do an Indonesian dance. And it'll be a really good time of celebration and thanking the Lord. So let's just pray that God's presence would really be here with us, and that it'll be a time not of us, you know, becoming prideful of what we have achieved or whatever, but that it'll be a real time of honoring God and honoring each other, and just really giving glory to Him. So let's cover just this weekend and all the gatherings that we have. And lastly, let's pray for the building fund together and the building search. Let's pray that God would really lead us and direct us. Pray for Pastor Sam and Janice and the building search committee, that God would speak to them and give them wisdom as they meet and discuss and try to hear from the Lord and discern what God is saying to us about this. So let's pray for them and pray for this whole project. Thank you, God. Help us to be people, you know, your children that come before you with rapid repentance, God, as the Holy Spirit convicts, you know, and we really want to be purified, God, and set free from our issues and our the subtle things, the iniquities, you know, the things that are not so easily seen by other people, God, but we know that it's in us, God, and you know the things hidden in our hearts. So Lord, would you search us and know us, God, and lead us so that we can become purified silver and purified gold before you, that we may offer up to you an offering that is in righteousness, God, and that is worthy of your worthy of you. And so come and give us the grace, Lord, to really be able to come quickly into repentance. And we thank you that once we confess and repent, God, that there is full acceptance and forgiveness, God, and restoration, God, that you bring to our hearts and to our lives. So help us to walk in that today. And I just want to bless everyone that's here today, God, with your presence and with your peace, with your favor, with your love, God, with your strength and encouragement upon their lives. Lord, just for coming out today, God, I pray that you will bless them so much, Father, and that you would just speak to them. May you, your nearness just be so real that they'll be able to feel your presence this morning. We thank you, God. We love you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great week. Have a great day.